like choosing for ourselves, but how about for others? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Steffel, assistant professor of marketing at Northeastern University, examines when people pass the buck when it comes to making decisions.
People cherish the right to choose when making decisions for themselves. Yet, when faced with the responsibility of choosing for others, this right is a burden people often prefer to do without. In our research, we find that people are more likely to delegate decisions, or pass the buck, when faced with choices that affect other people than just themselves. This is especially true when choices have potentially negative consequences. People in our experiments who are faced with choices like booking hotels, ordering meals, or even selecting tasks to complete in the lab were much more likely to delegate if the options were unappealing and the choices were somebody else rather than for themselves. We find that people pass the buck because they want to avoid feeling responsible or being blamed for decisions, and not because they want to avoid making difficult choices or because they just don't care about others' outcomes. Thus, people only delegate to people who have the authority to assume responsibility for the consequences of the decision. Our participants avoided delegating if they themselves would still be officially held responsible for the choice outcomes. They also avoided delegating to lower status others, regardless of who would be officially held responsible, because they believed that they would still bear responsibility and blame if the choice turned out poorly. These findings illuminate when and to whom people might be tempted to pass the buck. They also reveal why managers sometimes hesitate to delegate choices to their employees, even when they'd be better off sharing their load with others, because they expect to carry responsibility and blame regardless of whether they themselves made the decision.
That was Mary Steffel of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.